From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Bob Doty reporting. The European Parliament has backed a plan to distribute some 120,000 refugees among European Union members, countries, in an effort to relieve overcrowding in EU border nations that are the first stops for migrants seeking asylum. EU lawmakers voted to approve the measure Thursday, 372 to 124, with 54 abstentions. The next move is for EU interior ministers to approve the plan, provided they can change the position of Eastern European nations that are against it. UN Chief Ban Ki-moon denounced Hungary's treatment of migrants Wednesday after police fired tear gas and water cannon at hundreds of asylum seekers on the country's border with Serbia. The UN Secretary General said the migrants were people fleeing war and persecution and that they must be treated with human dignity. The Chilean president says she will travel to the coastal area hit hardest by a powerful 8.3 magnitude earthquake late Wednesday that killed five people and triggered a widespread tsunami warning. Wednesday's quake was centered about 500 kilometers north of the capital, Santiago, and was felt as far away as Buenos Aires on the opposite side of the continent. The earthquake was followed by a number of strong aftershocks, and many people spent the night outside as a precaution. Tsunami warnings remained in place for hours along Chile's coastline. The earthquake came just as Chileans were preparing to celebrate their national holiday on Friday. U.S. State Department spokesman John Kirby has said via Twitter that the United States stands ready to assist as needed. He said, "Our thoughts are with the people of Chile." This is VOA News. A coup is shaking the West African nation of Burkina Faso. The Presidential Guard announced early Thursday that it had seized power, dissolving the transitional government just 3 weeks ahead of elections. Emily Bob has the story from Abidjan.
Confusion reigns in Burkina's capital city, Ouagadougou. Soldiers from the Presidential Guard stormed the Ministerial Council Wednesday and took the country's president, vice president, and other ministers hostage before taking them away to their camp. As news spread, several hundreds of people gathered in the streets with the intention of freeing the prisoners. But soon, shots were fired to disperse the crowd. This protester says it's not right. They are not allowed to shoot, he says. The protesters are not armed. Early Thursday, a soldier, Colonel Mamadou Bamba, announced on state television that this is indeed a coup. In July, the RSP called for the Prime Minister and former RSP second-in-command, Isaac Zida, to resign after he called for the unit to be disbanded. Oyon says change is inevitable. Emilia for VOA News in Abidjan.
Republican presidential candidates took aim at frontrunner Donald Trump and succeeded in landing some blows on the real estate mogul, according to analysts, during a second debate of the campaign season Wednesday. Trump, whose poll numbers have been on the rise for the past 2 months, was on the defensive for much of the night as he stood center stage among 10 of his rivals during the three-hour debate at the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library in California. Among the most notable moments was a feisty exchange with ex-Hewlett-Packard CEO Carly Fiorina, who took a swing at Trump for earlier making disparaging comments about her physical appearance. Women all over the country heard very clearly what Mr. Trump said, Fiorina declared calmly, prompting an embarrassed, blushed expression from the billionaire businessman and reality television star. The Islamic State group has claimed responsibility for a series of suicide bombings on the Iraqi capital that killed at least 21 people and wounded more than 50 others. The attacks on Thursday struck two predominantly Shiite neighborhoods in central Baghdad. They resembled the frequent bombings there by Sunni militants during the past decade. U.S. state and city officials and their Chinese counterparts signed a series of agreements at a summit in Los Angeles aimed at reducing greenhouse gas emissions. At the conclusion of the two-day event Wednesday, delegates at the summit signed the Climate Leaders Declaration, pledging to establish targets to limit greenhouse emissions. The meeting, known as the U.S.-China Climate Leaders Summit, was the first of its kind at the provincial and city level between the two nations. Vice President Joe Biden closed the meeting by addressing the significance of joint efforts between the United States and China. The steps announced here unite our efforts, he said. I'm Bob Doty in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.